Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
This is where, you know, the best part about legal tampering or players and free agency and all sorts of, you know, information that comes out is that before your team makes a move, you can kind of get a little bit of an idea of what maybe guys that you have that you're probably not going to keep are going to make. And who's the corner the Bears signed on Friday last week? They gave Johnson, I think was his name, $76 million for 4 years.
Yeah.
Jaden Johnson, is that who it was?
Right, it was Jaden Johnson. They kept him because he was like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, they were worried they were going to lose him. They re-signed him. It was a big contract.
4 for $76 million.
Yeah. I think that's where the ballpark is probably for Snead.
And not a little higher, right? Like, I think that, you know, I think above that is when you look at L'Jarius Snead, what? Probably going to get 4 for $80 million? Probably going to get 4 for $81 million, something like that, with a lot of money guaranteed towards a L'Jarius Snead. And there was old boy from the Bucks who got traded today to the Detroit Lions, which I think a lot of people had thought or were thinking that L'Jarius Snead and the Lions might be a suitable fit because they thought maybe there was a chance that, hey, here's where we think, you know, we could have somebody like that. And the Lions went out and made a move and got a Carlton Davis from Tampa Bay. And they got a 6th-round pick in 2024 and a 6th-round pick in 2025. And the Buccaneers got a 3rd-round pick. So let's do some discussing here, right? Carlton Davis, the obvious, is not L'Jarius Snead. So when these things happen, this, again, I think is just a blueprint. It's not the actual finished product. L'Jarius Snead, I believe, if traded, you could get a 5th and a 3rd. I believe that. I think you could also get a 5th and a 2nd. I think that's what the Chiefs are going to try to get. And again, if all the Bucks got by getting rid of Carlton Davis as a 3rd pick, that's good for them. Like, that's a good, that's a 3rd-round pick, right?
For this year, too. Like,
correct.
It's not
next year.
It's this year's.
It's this year. And I think L'Jarius Snead, if you got that 2nd-round pick, it would probably be for this year. And I think L'Jarius Snead is worth a 2nd-round pick. I don't know if you'll get that, but I think he's worth it. Now, there are a lot of people that do NFL insider work that think L'Jarius Snead is still a 2nd to 3rd flirtatious line there between the two if he either gets one or the other. I think what the Chiefs would then just do, which they have a luxury of doing, is that if they don't get what they like, he's tagged, right? Like, he's on your team. Like, he cannot walk. And that's the difference with where Snead's at as opposed to where Charvarius Ward was at. The San Francisco 49ers were like, we'll pay him. And Brett Veach says, well, we're not going to. And the situation is a tad bit similar to where we're at right now. Because the Chiefs, there's reasons why Chris Jones got the contract he got. The Chiefs are not deep on defensive line. Right? Omenihue, injured. Karloftis, as good as he is, and you drafted a rookie last year in Felix Nduke Uzama. Right? Chris Jones and that defensive line together make things a little bit easier for your corners. Without Chris Jones, the job and the task for your corners is a little bit harder. And if you do not continue to keep L'Jarius Snead on this team, you have to know that you are a little bit deep at the cornerback position. You have one of the best corners in the league in Trent McDuffie. You also have Watson Williams and Connors back there as well. Plus, you've got a draft where you've got 8 picks where everybody in this draft is taking wide receivers and quarterbacks. Well, guess what? If you add in all the wide receivers and all the quarterbacks into the 1st round out of the 32 teams, you're then left with teams that aren't picking those with about 10 to 11 picks. And in those 10 to 11 picks, you better believe Brett Veach will be able to find somebody at corner, because if there's one thing that you can trust in Brett Veach, he knows where to find corners. Because when they won the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, three of those corners were rookies, one of which was injured for most of the season, which was Trent McDuffie. And when they got rid of Charvarius Ward, there was a guy on this team that was young, up and coming, that they thought was going to be pretty good, and his name was L'Jarius Sneed. But I think L'Jarius Sneed, I think you can get a second and a fifth. That's just my opinion. And I think that's what the Chiefs want.
So I'm gonna start by this. I think they're going to probably get a third. I think they get a third and a sixth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But I'm going to say this about people doubting the move by signing Chris and letting possibly Sneed be traded or walk. Okay. Let's go to the Super Bowl, Dusty. All right. There was a play that Chris Jones disrupted, and we had an overthrow by Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a touchdown, a surefire touchdown. Who was the corner that got beat on that play?
L'Jarius Sneed.
Right. And then if you go to overtime, right before the field goal, L'Jarius Sneed, if you watch the top of your screen, gets beat again, but Chris Jones beats his offensive lineman and disrupts the play. Guess what? Not a touchdown. They hold him to a field goal. So as much as we love L'Jarius Sneed, he only takes away one person. And I get it. Sometimes the team on an offense only has a wide receiver and you can't do anything about it. Okay, cool. Chris Jones disrupts a whole play. He messes up a whole play if he gets to the backfield. He sets the tone. I think Chris Jones is the reason you win a couple. You're going to win a Super Bowl or two more on with this contract. And I don't think L'Jarius Sneed can be that guy that does that for you.
The other thing that makes L'Jarius Sneed very good is that he shut down every single wide receiver one that he played against. And in this league, that's where talent is where teams are getting wide receivers. They're finding out maybe these wide receivers are really great because there's not a lot of people that are talented enough to stay with them. And when you find somebody that is, they're going to get paid. Anything worse than a second-round pick for L'Jarius Sneed, let's just keep him. The other thing, too, is if you franchise tag, he can still just sit out. Which I think, I don't know, but I think the L'Jarius Sneed situation will go a little bit longer than most people like. I think you'll see, because that's just the way the NFL works with franchise tagging people, is that like, yeah, they can go seek a trade and they can go see what they have, but the Chiefs have to agree to it. And that's the beauty slash the beast of having a franchise tag option, which is why players, I think, hate it. Because again, if you're franchise tagged and you're on that team, you don't play, you just get fined. You don't make any money. You then hurt yourself. You can't make any, people are going to look down upon you for not playing. If you do get franchise tagged and you actually do get an injury within the season, that tinkers with your contract the next year after that. But again, look, you've seen this before, man. And I know that people want to keep L'Jarius Sneed, but look, you've had Charvarius Ward and Sneed was a young guy. You then got L'Jarius Sneed, Trent McDuffie was the young guy. Now you have Trent McDuffie with a couple other guys and a draft in which there should be availability to take corners.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.